Quiz.
That's what little kids with speech impediments call me.
Yeah.
Quiz.
Fucking.
Can we me quiz?
The fuck no. We back.
Can we me?
Let's get ready to suck it.
Corona Watch 2020. Our watch continues.
I don't hear no music.
Let's intro this motherfucker.
That's coming. That's coming. Right on your face. Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys. Oh, wow. He's right on it. I was going to do Generation X again because it's like stuck in my fucking head.
Yeah, do it. Too. It?
Let's get ready to suck it.
Let's get ready to suck it.
Is it. They say let's?
Yep.
Okay. Like,
let's get ready to suck it.
And then the crotch chop, that's what did it for me. I love that crotch shot. That's like the most masculine, powerful thing. Like, whoop-pow! If they added some of that, some of this at the end, goo for everyone. Wow, we got all these little square ones. I'm throwing goo at Ward.
Beard cam. Ward cam.
Beard cam makes this. Oh, let's go over here. Look at how white that is right there. Come on, guys. Get rid of that.
What's a Grecian formula?
That's just my jizz whiskers. Yeah, coined. Jizz whiskers. Whisker jizz. Oh, no, not whisker jizz. Jizz whiskers.
A little color intensity for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I'm wearing another animal's skin. It's the only proper attire. Flannel, another animal's skin goes with the beard. It's like a complete ensemble.
Yeah.
See what my head looks like. Can you see my hairline? Oh, yeah, you can. Look, it's Captain Picard!
Captain Picard has been in a cave for a year and has grown out his beard.
All right. And I've always considered myself more of a James McAvoy. But then we're getting Professor X. And I'm not into wheelchairs because I'm not a cripple yet.
Someday.
You're holding out hope?
Dude.
I'm always holding out hope.
I hope it's a light crippling.
Get some busting.
Light crippling.
Yeah. Light crippling. Everybody needs a little light crippling. So then I can get on that
as
government
long as you
heat.
Can still function.
I think I qualify there.
Get on that government teat and have Uncle Sugar take care of me.
Just suck like Luke Skywalker.
Vote Bernie!
Blue milk.
Since Elizabeth Warren is out and won't endorse anyone.
She's not endorsing anyone, huh?
Not currently. Mm. Probably won't anyway.
Yeah.
But fuck Biden. You want more of the fucking same?
Yeah.
Don't vote Trump. Don't vote Biden.
It's a guy in Michigan going to run on the Libertarian ticket. We'll see how
and it's goes. Not going to do anything. A third party is only going to steal votes from Bernie.
So it's not that bad.
Let's talk about that on the show.
Fucking seriously. I am really conservative, but I don't think the world can handle another 4 years of Donald Trump.
No.
I think we could suffer 4 years of socialism. I can't believe I said that.
Me either.
It won't be the end, because they're not going to take my guns. And ultimately, that's all that really matters. Because my guns will keep me safe.
Yes, you will, my preciouses. My preciouses.
My well-oiled death machines. Tools. My tools. My handy tools that I keep locked up so that children that don't come to my house can't get them.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Welcome to Corona Watch 2020 with your TSPN.fun crew. Our lead anchor, Eduardo. Our man on the street, Huds. I'm just your loud, boisterous, alcoholic friend in the background trying to moon the camera, the beard. Bring it. I don't even know what we're going to talk about tonight. I think we're going to talk about Warren. Oh, yeah. Bloomberg's out of the race. Bloomberg got out of the race.
That was fast.
Super fast. And $500 million got him American Samoa. American Samoans, you must only read the mail, watch the television, or listen to the radio because Bloomberg hosed you. And then the day after Super Tuesday, that was Wednesday, we're still delivering Bloomberg sent at least 5 separate mailings to people in our town.
Yeah, we got one like 2 days after his campaign.
It was like, hey, you do realize that he's not running anymore and you're still sending this shit out.
And he jumped behind Biden, right?
Yeah. That's a fucking bonkers.
That's the worst choice.
Biden is... Bernie is old, but he doesn't seem as old as Biden. Biden, he's got that weird, tight skin on his skull.
Well, it's like he pulled scalp back into a ponytail.
Yeah.
And
well, and I've never seen Bernie molest a child on stage on the Senate floor.
Let me just rub your shoulders.
Just smell your hair. Don't do that, old man.
No.
I'm terrified to run for the Senate until he dies. Of natural causes, not...
Oh, no, I'm not for assassination.
No.
And if we were to assassinate any of them, all of them at once. Terrorist ISIS, where are you? Where is ISIS? I haven't heard anything about ISIS in quite some time.
Do you know
time.
Why they don't come here? Because there's too many fucking guns here.
Yeah. Well, we can't go after that church. That guy gets headshots from 50 feet away.
You're better off in a land war in Asia than you are in America.
Did you ever go down the ISIS...
Rabbit hole? No.
It's rough.
Yes.
You have gone down there.
Does it get down at the end and it's all supported by the United States,
right?
It's
turtles all the way down.
Oh, okay.
No, half of their shit, you know, started with us in the late 70s.
All of it starts with us, U.S.
It really does. But not even just our government, but... well, there's that book, Tales of an Economic Hitman. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. And you see these places like, what's that one that just recently dropped? Venezuela. Textbook example of people going in there, getting them indebted to the World Bank, and then just tanking them when they didn't follow the rules.
They should be smarter than that. There is no free lunch.
Oh, no. If you turn them down, then they send real hitmen. Like, there is no win in that situation.
No, because we have more money.
And the first person to do it was Teddy Roosevelt's grandson in the precursor for the CIA.
It was a Banana Republic thing.
He did that one, but But it might have been working with Iran first. And then,
man, poor Iran. In the 70s, they were like America in the Middle East.
I know.
Well, almost Middle East, because they're kind of...
They're east of the Middle East. Easter.
Yeah. They're Persians. Not they're the not.
Yeah.
Persia hasn't been in it.
Yeah, they wore blue jeans. You've seen pictures of Iran in the 70s, right before the CIA overthrew the Shah. Oh, yeah. It was like 70s America.
Oh, wow.
Dresses. All the women were wearing makeup and probably listened to rock and roll and all that shit. And then the CIA was like, well, no, we don't really like this guy that's been duly elected. So. Maybe Shah's not elected. I don't know that much about it, but I do know a little bit enough to be dumb.
Let's put this Ayatollah of rock and roll.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. This guy, he'll fight the Iraqis. We want him to fight the Iraqis and the Russians, so we'll put him in charge. And then he'll fight you, fucker.
America whining about Russians is probably the single biggest problem in most of our history. Like, just ignore them.
Yeah,
I get that they have a decent sized military, but it is nothing compared to ours.
Oh, there is nothing
on a technological scale.
Even comes close.
I'm sure they have more people, but it doesn't matter when you can kill 10 to 1 with your optics and fucking every bit of technology that we have. I'm sure they have, you know, their knockoff Chinese version or whatever, but. I guess ours are all knockoff Chinese versions now, too.
Yeah.
Because everything's made there.
I read a headline the other day. Elon Musk was in a room full of fighter pilots, and he said the days of the fighter plane is over.
Thank God.
I don't know. They're really expensive, but boy, that's some force projection.
Yeah.
And it's way better than boots on the ground.
Oh,
I wish we could go back to conventional war and not this constant police action. We just need to have a specific goal... Bomb them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once you bomb them, move along. Don't rebuild them. Well, actually, if it was me, I wouldn't bomb them in the first place because Why? Bombs are expensive. Bombs are expensive. We don't need to be wasting money on that.
Yeah, it's one of those, I don't know, we're, and maybe it's because we're pretty far removed. Where we're at, so it's like it's easy to be like, well, I don't know. It's kind of like the coronavirus thing too.
We're only about 100 miles removed from that.
I know,
it's getting close, yeah.
But it's not like for whatever reason. I don't know why I'm not bothered by it. Because I guess I just don't like. I feel like the hype is a little bit high.
Can you grab me a bowl?
You're only 40 and you'll live through it.
Well, that's true also.
Can you grab me a bowl?
Yeah, I also think that
0.02% of people in our age range are gonna die from it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried for my family and stuff, like older relatives and stuff. But I'm also kind of not, because I feel like it's getting over sensationalized a little bit. I mean, I think there's people at this point that are carrying it that don't even know they have it.
Right.
I think I'm sure it's here already.
Well, and Americans, if they know they have it, they still go out and spread it.
Yeah,
well, I had this party to go to, or, well, it's fair time. I had to go out because it's fair time. But to think that it's going to shut down and everybody's going to start working from home and shit like that, no, it's not going to happen. And buying up all of the water, toilet paper, and hand sanitizer at Costco is not going to save you.
No, nope. What is the, why? What was the point in that?
I don't know why people have such a hard time washing their hands on a regular basis. This isn't new.
Right.
Wash your hands frequently. If you're touching weird shit that other people touch, especially outside your home.
Did these people not have these supplies to begin with? Like what?
Every time something causes someone to panic, they're going to buy 15 cases of water and buy a bunch of paper towels. And since this one is a germ, they're going to buy hand sanitizer.
I didn't buy anything.
But
no, me neither.
Because you're not panicking.
I have enough food in my pantry to last me at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, easily.
You don't dry goods, beans, rice, pasta, fucking canned chicken, tuna, just stuff that doesn't go bad.
Yeah.
You keep that in your house and you cycle through it and put the new stuff in the back.
Yeah,
it's, and you won't have to worry if there's a great big scare.
I run my house like I run a restaurant. I used to, like, it's kind of bad in a way because we have like so much back stock of food, but we go through it. It's a regular rotation. Mm-hmm. But when I used to work at I learned it from working at a restaurant doing food orders and stuff. So I was always like wanting to make sure I had stock on hand.
Mm-hmm.
So we run into trouble sometimes where we end up throwing out food that's gone bad if we're doing like regular food. But
well, half of it you've got it.
You're a wasteful
month.
American. We expect that of you.
Right. Thanks.
No, I'm wasteful too.
We're all wasteful Americans.
Right. Can't stop it. I'm actually eating a lot less.
I'm fast less. Food. You're eating a lot less fast food.
Oh yeah, because it's.
It's been a real fast food week for us at our house. It's a bad week to be at.
It's
I
just
guess,
getting
too
expensive.
But it is expensive.
It's too expensive.
Well, it's cheaper to eat out at the club than it is to eat at McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, you get a solid home-cooked meal for $9. Or
and those people are amazing. There's like two people that work in that kitchen, and they're just on fire all the time.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Leroy, Mosel.
Leroy's soup is
always the bomb.
A godsend.
And he just always makes it out of the leftovers from whatever they made the week before.
That's what soup's supposed to be.
Fuck yeah.
I gotta go in there and learn how to make soup. I love soup. I don't think there's anything I like eating more than soup.
Oh man, my homemade chicken noodle soup is the best.
I made a great chili the other day.
When I buy the Costco chicken, I've got food for a week. You like the rotisserie chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Because I eat the chicken. Some of it.
And then you make a
part
soup.
Of that. And then I make stock, and I turn the stock into soup. And the soup is fucking bomb. And the last time, I've been tweaking it a little bit.
How are you making the stock? Go through your process a little bit.
I just take a really, really big cauldron,
mm-hmm.
and I put it's all black. The chicken pieces in it, and I put water in it, and like vegetable scrapings.
You put the bone and everything in there too?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
You got to break that connective tissue down.
Yeah.
And then you just simmer it for as long as you want, and it makes your house smell amazing. And then you strain it, and then you put it back in the pot, and you throw in the chicken and the carrots, and then you let it go for a couple hours, and then you throw in the celery, and then in a couple hours more, and then you boil up some noodles. And the thing I've been doing lately is I don't boil the noodles till they're done. I only boil them half, and then I throw them in there. Because if you don't boil the noodles first, they soak up all of your fucking stock, or what would be the soup, and then you just have...
You have
this pasta with chicken and veggies. Yeah,
I did that
in.
Once. It was good.
It was really good.
It was really delicious. But
there's no soup.
Yeah. I did it with spaghetti noodles, and it was...
Oh, man.
It was really good, but it
so
was...
So you leave them a little al dente?
A little al dente, and then I freeze some of it, and then the noodles don't get too soggy when you throw it in the on the stove and heat it up.
So you just strain out the bone?
Yeah. And then I let it sit in the fridge for a while.
Conan.
Because then the fat all sits on the top, and then I scrape the fat off. It's
a lot of wasted calories, homie.
It is, but man.
But boy, does it keep me trim.
It's a good process.
No, I'm super trim now. Quit drinking so much.
He says as he takes a swig of beer.
No, really, I stopped eating as much. I only eat once a day.
That's the way to go.
Yesterday, I got hungry. And I'm also lazy. The slow cooker is the ultimate thing. I had a dinner party thing on Sunday, and I was responsible for bringing chicken to kebab, and I made perfect, like, 1-inch cubes of chicken, and I marinated them in Mr. Yoshida's, which is my fucking go-to. Mr. Yoshida's, I could eat that on everything.
That's great.
And then garlic and a splash of OJ. And then I bought Costco chicken. So seriously, you get like 12 or 14 chicken breasts for like $21. It's by the pound.
Yeah. But, you get the frozen ones?
No, I got the thawed ones.
Oh, okay.
And then I kept, they're individually, or not individually, they're packed into individual packages of two breasts a piece, one chicken. And I had to cook those up because chicken goes bad pretty fast. So I threw them in the slow cooker with some Mr. Yoshida's and some garlic powder and some orange juice. And 4 hours later, I had tasty, tasty chicken.
So you're
breasts.
Just talking like slow cooker, like a crock pot.
Oh, yeah, crock pot. I love my crock pot's a bomb.
Yeah.
I make awesome roast. The boneless pork ribs. Fantastic.
We got a, what's it called? Instant Pot?
Those are supposed to be amazing.
It changes your life. You can do a roast in an hour.
Whoa.
In an hour. You basically sear the outside of it and then put
it locks in the flavor?
Yeah. You put in your shit and then you,
I don't use shit.
And then, yeah, at the end, I take a big... I just sit on the pot.
It's like, hey,
after
family,
all the steam
pot clear. Steam and dump.
That's how you get the coronavirus.
Well, if you're going to have, like, the veggies in there, you throw those in, like, the last 10 minutes, and they're just perfectly soft. It's great.
Yeah, when I'm doing my roast and I throw veggies in, carrots on bottom, roast on top, let it go a few hours. Potatoes around the roast, let it go a couple hours. Celery and onions, let it go 45 minutes.
Yeah. I love a roast.
Me too.
It's been roast talk.
I'd be hungry if I hadn't had an awesome sauce burrito from Taco Time. Oh my God, at $1.99, it's fucking steal. Go get yourself one. Buy two. They're cheap.
I had, I did fish sandwiches the other day from Arby's.
I can't do, they look fantastic. They look really good. I am a fan of Arby's. I can't do fish at a fast food restaurant.
These ones weren't as good as I've had before. They have a really like big thick one that's really good, but these ones were kind of like it was almost like the fish was dry inside the bread. Yeah.
I like them big.
Kind of disappointed.
As well.
I like the juicy,
big, thick, and juicy, huh? Yeah.
Big, thick, and juicy.
I know.
Talking about penises here.
No, I was talking about women, but
I was thinking.
I never talk penis.
All right, so tell me about the talk to text or the text-to-speech thing. I looked into it a little bit today, and I couldn't like figure out how to do like Derek's voice.
Oh, yeah.
I think I don't think that's readily available yet.
That's a you need to purchase a program.
Yeah,
thing.
But that's probably interesting.
They would probably at least need a set amount of words.
Yeah, something to build a framework off of.
To get all the sounds.
I shared one of, what's his name?
Hitler.
No, I searched for it, and the Hitler one had been taken down.
Oh, really?
But there was one of Martin Luther King Jr. doing it, and he's like, "What did you say about me, motherfucker?"
You're saying doing it, it's the SEAL thing?
Oh, the Navy SEAL copypasta. I've used that a couple of times, because it's funny, and if somebody's never heard it before, I will alter it to be whatever is going on in that that particular thing, but it's good. And if they don't know what it is, it's even funnier. They're like, "Who are you? And why would you say these things about having 316 confirmed kills and yada yada yada?" It's because it's hilarious. It's one of my favorite ones of those that pop up every now and again.
I only have 312.
Oh, those are rookie numbers. You got to pump up those numbers.
Well, is this
start
a video
traveling
game?
Again?
No, it's something that pops up on Reddit every once in a while.
Oh,
because some guy went off on somebody who'd talked back to him, and he was just like, "I'm a fucking Navy SEAL, blah 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 blah. I've got 316 confirmed kills. I shit bigger than you are.
I eat pieces of shit for you for breakfast.
It's like
breakfast.
Close to 1,000 words of just
this
dude going and going and going about how badass he is. He's like, "Cool story, bro. Cool story. I'm sure you are. We're on a kill squad, huh?
We need more kill squads."
Everybody I've ever known that's been on one is more like, "Yeah, I can't really talk about that."
Smart man.
Somebody was asking Christopher Lee about it one time, and he's like, "Past, present, future, I'm not really allowed to talk about it. I'll just tell you I worked with the SAS, and you can figure shit out from there."
What a badass motherfucker. He gets to be Darth Tyrannus because I won't say Dooku. And Saruman.
Yeah.
Trading reason for madness.
Boy, his metal version of Sinatra's My Way is not good.
Yeah, he did like heavy metal music.
Yeah, he had some cool...
There was some death metal band who was like, "You know, our angle's going to be we're going to get Christopher Lee." And they did.
And
it was metal.
Yeah.
How old was he at the time? Because
he was in his 70s.
Yeah, I was going to say he was old when he did Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. When he did the work that he did for The Hobbit, he was 90.
Yeah, he was old. I can't believe he was that old and still so great.
Well, they had to make some... He wasn't willing to travel to New Zealand to shoot it, so they set something up in London.
But not hard for them to do, because he wasn't out in...
Right, it's not like he was
Hobbiton.
Fighting
he was
Gandalf
in
that time.
The fucking, he was in Orthanc.
It was just him and Galadriel.
Yeah.
Wasn't it good that Peter Jackson ended up being the one doing The Hobbit, though?
No.
Maybe. I still haven't seen... I live and
you
breathe
didn't like it?
Fucking Tolkien.
I thought it was a waste of time.
I haven't seen The Battle of Five Armies. I've never watched it, and it's everything I've ever wanted to see on TV.
Really?
Dane Ironfoot, Smaug.
Did you not like the trilogy? The first trilogy?
Loved it. Oh, my God. I was working at the cable company when it came out on pay-per-view, and I had Return of the King on 5 channels, and it was staggering enough that I could watch the Rohirrim charge the Pelennor Fields, watch through it, change the channel, and watch it again. Change the channel and watch it again. I've seen that over and over and over again.
I really liked Two Towers.
Oh, yeah. Helm's Deep is still the best battle scene that's ever been filmed.
I agree.
Is that the one where...
They're manning the walls.
And it
starts raining.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And then it rains arrows.
But what the... Everything Peter Jackson did was so great, and every battle that's like that is held up to Helm's Deep at this point.
Well, even at the opening of Fellowship,
oh yeah,
that fight was incredible.
the last alliance of elves and men.
There's a lot to really like about those, but it.
Throw it into the fire.
Some of the things they chose to cut out, some of the things they chose to leave in, and it's like if you were going to start cutting stuff, you could have made this one movie, and or two. It didn't need to be three. And The Hobbit is like 215 pages. It did not need to be a trilogy.
And they got a lot of good stuff, like the White Council and all the stuff with Gandalf and Saruman and Galadriel. It's neat to see that, but The Hobbit, he wrote that for his grandchildren as a kid's
story. As a standalone,
yeah. And they should have just done one movie. I mean, the animated one took care of it pretty well.
I like that animated one.
It does hold up really well. Even the animation style.
And I don't think
The animation style is actually really cool. I wish they'd do more stuff
like
that.
It's so inventive, especially for the time.
I don't think any Lord of the Rings media of any kind is as good as The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins by Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's the best. It's better than the original books. It's phenomenal. And it's like 3.5 minutes long.
Huh. Yeah. Tolkien adds so much flavor, but not flavor. He just adds, it's definitely not flavor because it's totally tasteless and dry. but it's so dry and historical. He was a philologist, so he created a language before he made any of the stories. He was just making up a language. He was like, oh, I'm going to make this the language of the elves. And then he went on with elves.
He wrote some books so he could justify writing a language.
Goddamn right. That's exactly what he did.
Is it dry? I've never read the books.
It's tough.
Is it?
It is really tough to get through some. Hobbit is the easiest because it's the most
readable.
I want to say dumbed down because I like dry history stuff, and that's why the Silmarillion, which is the epic history of the elves in Middle-earth. And it truly is epic because the elves come along to Middle Earth after having just the shit stomped out of them in the West by Morgoth, who is the great bad guy and Saruman's boss. And Saruman doesn't even come in for a long time. And then it's just the slow decline of this ancient, eternal species.
How much? Because you've read the whole thing a couple times, right?
I've read the Silmarillion a few dozen times.
How much of their downfall is caused by being immortal and just kind of getting bored?
It isn't getting bored. It's getting prideful.
Oh.
And that it's the pride of Fëanor. He's the one that creates the Silmarils, which he takes a piece of the light from these two trees, and they're the three just awesome gems. They glow with like light and stuff. And then Morgoth, before he was bad, lusted after these gems, and then he steals them and runs away to Middle-earth, and the elves get really pumped up and fired up to go chase him down, and the gods, the Valar, tell him, forbid them to travel to Middle-earth. So the elves take up arms and end up taking arms against each other because there are like three different
factions
of elves. And there's the ones that never left Middle Earth, and they're kind of like dark elves, but not evil. They just have not seen the light of the two trees. The Talari and... Where's Stephen Colbert when I need him? Come on, Colbert.
The Sylvanesti.
Comedy.
And the
Dagonesti. But anyway, the seafaring ones are the only ones with ships, and they are in a hurry. So it's the first bloodletting between elves, and then that's the big bad thing, is they fight over the ships, and then there aren't enough ships for them. So a good portion, which includes Fingolfin and Galadriel, they travel north up into the ice, and then there's a place called the Grinding Ice where it's all ice floes, and many of them perish in the north, and they come after great hardship into Middle Earth and just back a sec. They were supposed to send the ships back, but instead of that, Fëanor didn't want anyone to return, so he burned the ships when he got there. This guy was going at 11. And so Fingolfin and Galadriel go up through the Grinding Ice, and then they come and they throw down with Morgoth a little bit, and it goes well, and then they have a siege of Morgoth's place for like 400 years. And then men come into the picture, and the elves take in some of the men, and those men eventually become the Numenoreans, who are the Aragorn's people. And then Morgoth breaks out eventually, and all shit goes down. But there's so many great, like the Fall of Fingolfin, when he goes one-on-one combat with Morgoth, is just, it's glorious. If you like dry history type stuff.
explain what you mean by dry history.
It's just, he's...
Is it just like...
He's just laying out facts.
Just details. Just,
yeah.
But he's not...
And it's,
the prose isn't great.
So yeah. He's not going into like elaborate...
He's no Gurm. He's not talking about the food or what the ladies are wearing. I doubt he ever talks about what people are wearing. Unless it's... Bilbo's mithril coat or something.
And it's kingly specifically gift. A ring.
Yeah.
Right.
With elven script on the inside.
I don't know. I kind of like that. I would
the
like
The Silmarillion is my favorite book.
Just because it's...
Hands down.
It's less to... It leaves more for your imagination to take.
The only... it's in a few parts, and the first part is what they call the Song of the Ainur, and it's the creation myth. And... It's all kind of set to music, because not only did he write languages, he was big into poems and things like that. Mm-hmm. I've wasted too much of the show talking about this.
No, I like it.
But that's an interesting bit. There's a very fine line that you can walk there. Like, Rick can handle the really dry stuff just fine.
Because I like the facts.
But there's a fine line there. And George Martin goes... the opposite direction, over-describes things. Maybe not as much as, is it Robert Jordan that did Wheel of Time?
Robert Jordan
hours
is
talking about...
Oh, the way she crosses her arms under her breasts.
Yeah.
Boom! I hope when somebody was doing a Wheel of Time show, man, I hope a whole episode is crossing arms under breasts. It's just, come on, pop those babies up. Pop them up.
But
I forget who's that. Maybe it's Showtime's doing.
You got to get somewhere in the middle there, where you give just enough to get across what you're looking to get across, but not so much that you drown out that person's imagination. Because once you let your reader's imagination grab stuff, then it's going to be with them forever. But if you've got something specific you need to get across, like. Whatever the style is or whatever, like, oh, it looks like it's Middle Eastern or India or Chinese. But you get like an idea in there, but you let their mind fill in the rest, fill in all that empty space. A lot of people don't use enough white space.
You got to let people fill it up in their own head.
Visual design's the same way. Sometimes you can't just do great big blocks of text.
And one of the best stories in the Silmarillion is Beren and Lúthien, who Aragorn touches on with Frodo during Fellowship, when he's singing a little elvish song to himself. He's like, what are you singing? It's like, the lay of Beren and Lúthien, and they're the first elven woman to fall in love with a human man. And he's like, well, how'd it end? She died. Like, yeah. But they go toe-to-toe with Morgoth, and then they go... they have a throwdown with Sauron.
Nice.
And Beren is fucking beefcake.
IMDb says Wheel of Time is going to be on Amazon.
Oh
hey, good.
So. They're going to do Wheel of Time and another Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Are they redoing Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, no, they are doing Second Age. Today. They're doing Second Age, which is
this is work that has not been put to
It's stuff that's in the Silmarillion. It's the after the elves start heading back west and leaving Middle Earth, there are they leave some of the men. Well, they leave all the men, but a lot of the men in the that they've touched or spent time with are a lot smarter. And then Baron Luthien's kids, their line are of elvish descent, so they're men who live longer. They sail west and found a kingdom on an island, which is Numenor, but they're forbidden from traveling any farther west because that gets to Valar, which is the land of the gods, and men aren't welcome there because the gods created the elves, but one god created dwarves. Oh, yeah. The one god, the lead god, he did create the men, but they were coming over later and out of the east, and they weren't allowed to go to Valar.
It's okay if you miss a detail. You're doing awesome.
Yeah. but they do end up trying to go west, and then the gods break the world. The west, the uttermost west, as Gandalf talks about it, gets separated, and you can no longer travel by boat to there, and they sink their island. But a few of them
so this, you said it's New Age, so is it fall, is it second, after second age? So does it come after the Hobbit?
No, the Hobbit is Third Age.
Okay, so this
the
is like
second
a
age that yeah the second age ended with the Last Alliance.
Okay,
because Isildur's father and Isildur himself traveled from Numenor. They were still following the gods when Sauron was, who the Numenoreans captured Sauron, and being dumb fuck men, they brought him to their home island, and then he started worm-tonguing them, and basically they cast off, and they created a massive fleet, and we're going to go fight the gods. Dumb idea. And it didn't work out. And then, so the gods smite the Numenoreans, but Isildur his brother and his father travel to Middle Earth, and they wreck there, and then they have a couple places, and they fight the Easterners and found all the stuff. And then Sauron was drowned with the fall of Numenor, but his spirit fled and went to Mordor. Hmm. And then we get the Last Alliance and the Third Age.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that sounds like they have a lot of,
yeah.
Not necessarily, do they have a lot of material to work with, or just a lot of story to work with to build material?
There's a good portion of story in the Silmarillion, and then appendices.
Yeah, and they can build a lot with that, I'm sure. Most of these showrunners or creators that get behind this stuff are usually pretty passionate about what they're
doing. They're not D&D. Yeah. Those guys are only passionate for each other.
And for 3 or 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And sex position.
Oh yeah, we don't need to actually make these characters follow their own ideology. We can just have them do whatever we want.
We kind of forgot.
Bran the Broken. Who Fuck Bran.
Story? I'll never be a king. Sure you will.
Only after you sucked enough dicks.
Oh, God. I'm still just really disappointed in the way that series turned out. But I have an ending, at least. It might not be the right one or a good one, but it's an ending. I'm never going to get anything out of Gurm.
Yeah, it's left me at the point I can never rewatch Game of Thrones, and I don't care if the books come out anymore.
You know, and that's funny. That's the funny thing is I rewatched Game of Thrones a few different times building up to like the last couple seasons. Like, I would rewatch 1 through 5, and
it was
I'd be
really
like,
good.
I'm like, this is getting really good.
And that was fucking trash.
There's
then,
so much good, though.
That's what, you know, we need Topher Grace to come in and fix fucking Game of Thrones. Yeah. Come on, Topher. I know you're listening to Time Spent Poorly. You would fit right fucking there, dude.
He would.
Right over there. You're a pasty white, almost 40-something like the rest of us.
He's like 42 now, right?
Great. You're already 40.
Yeah.
Come and have a Henry Weinhardt's, Topher.
The right age group. And when he was playing himself in the Oceans movies, he's hilarious.
Topher?
Yeah.
He played himself?
Yeah. A whole bunch of people from that generation of actors played themselves. They were learning cards from Brad Pitt's character.
Oh.
And they all played themselves. And then he shows up in the sequels as just like this totally off-the-wall version of himself. And he's constantly getting advice from Brad Pitt's character.
I don't even remember that.
I haven't seen any of the other
because it's only like,
it's like,
you know, 2 or 3 minutes
stuff.
Out of every movie. Then there's so much else going on.
So, Dustin Diamond.
Oh, fuck. Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah, I saw you said something about him.
Says he should be in Saved by the Bell.
He's a fucking wild card.
Is he doing that again?
I wouldn't put him in it just because he's so fucking crazy and gross.
This was like a Reddit thing I saw, that, or a TMZ thing that kind of popped up. I didn't watch like the little clip or interview.
Oh.
But
I just wondered if it had popped up again since last time we talked about it.
No.
He was running his gob back then. He should be in there. And really, he should, because he's the only one who was in all of it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like...
He's a trash human being, and they don't want that kind of drama on their new set.
Guess what? I cut the brakes. Wild card!
I think... I don't know. It's been a while since he's had any kind of like exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So
I haven't seen him in anything since there was news about him doing pornography.
Well, right. And
yeah, he was in
that might have been a decade
shows.
Ago.
The part of me that feels sorry for him is... who's to say that he would have had a career outside of having Saved by the Bell anyway?
Mm-hmm.
But that show was the show that like basically pigeonholed him for the remainder, you know, other than the porn. I mean, he couldn't do anything.
What
but
a fucking
screech.
Bummer. He can go talk to young Anakin.
Yeah.
And his multiple personalities.
Oh, that's right. That guy, yeah.
That kid lost his fucking mind.
Did you see did you ever see the letter that Ron Howard wrote the news outlets and critics? Oh, God, because they were cutting in. They were like, oh, he probably could have done better. And Ron Howard was like, he was 8. He did fantastic. And
George Lucas wrote the fucking lines.
The kid that played the young Anakin. I can't remember his name now.
No, that's bud raising.
Oh, yeah, Jake Lloyd.
And Ron Howard, because, you know, he'd been an actor his entire life. And then he moved to directing, but he's still in stuff every once in a while. But it, you know, it wasn't long. It was a page letter. And he's like, you people should be ashamed of yourselves. Ragging on an 8-year-old kid who, by all accounts of people that worked with him, was very professional the whole time he worked.
Yeah.
And,
oh, shit.
You know, he got up there, he delivered the lines that he was given, and he did as good as George Lucas's directing can allow someone to do.
Toxic fandom is ruining cinema.
I know. And that was back before, I mean, the internet was the thing because it was 99, but it wasn't.
Not the thing it is today.
It's not the monster
not even,
it is now.
Oh, can you imagine? I mean, that kid would have killed himself. He wouldn't be all drugged up and schizophrenic. He would have straight up eaten a bullet.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Assholes like us can get in front of microphones and talk for 2 hours, and that's where the internet is now. We could have done this back then.
If they'd have gone after him like they did that gal Rose from the last trilogy, Rose, the Asian
girl. Oh, the little Asian girl?
Yeah. They trashed on that gal so hard.
I know.
Yeah, just because if she had more stuff in the movie, they should have included it because there really wasn't much. And
my only problem
with
her was that she was pointless.
Totally pointless.
There was no
like,
reason.
Wait.
Every bit of her time in that movie didn't need to be done.
It's like, is John Boyega going to get a girlfriend? Well, no, he's not. Then why include her?
You're talking about the
Last Jedi.
Oh yeah, the gal that was in the like she had a prominent role in the second movie.
Yeah,
but then like just was
and
kind
they
of like
forgot about her, and it was like, why did you even?
because she was given a pointless role,
so they could add
in a movie where they really should have trimmed it down. That I've never seen one that could have been properly saved in the edit more than that particular movie.
Well, and they didn't even at that
you
point they didn't even
somebody,
need a trilogy.
You
they
needed
could have
somebody
turned that
for
into
Boyega to talk to.
I guess,
but that—I mean—that was really what it was. And why then once
and
they
it
got, should have
been Ray and Poe. They
should have
just had them all together the whole fucking time.
Well, that was what worked for the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I enjoyed the third one. A lot of people bitch about, you know, the Palpatine
the
clone that's falling apart,
and,
or fan service. Like, it's a fucking fan service series. The whole thing is built off that first movie. Yeah. And every—I mean, he went back and did a whole three movies about how Darth Vader became Darth Vader and decided to put the Clone Wars out there because of a throwaway line from Luke when he's talking to the hermit in his hut. You know? He's like, oh, you fought with my father in the Clone Wars. You could have just left it at that. That's cool. No big deal. But no, there's this badass cartoon trilogy now. Or not trilogy, but series. God, I can't wait till that's done so I can watch all of them.
Me too.
They're releasing right now, right?
I know. They're releasing one a week.
They're trying to keep that Disney Plus $7 a month coming in. Because after The Mandalorian, I bet their subs crashed.
It's not a lot to be had. Like, there isn't a lot of content to be had. Like,
if you watch The Simpsons or something like that, there's a lot of content.
Yeah,
there's 32 years something Simpsons. You want to watch.
They're not releasing, like, Netflix releases more. Not saying Netflix releases more good stuff because they
Netflix
release a lot of
so
shit.
Much trash.
Netflix dropped Castlevania season 3 today.
I know.
And I'm going to have to get Netflix again after 13 months because
just come
Castlevania
over and watch
is a fucking bomb.
I haven't watched
it.
It's good though, huh?
Just come over and watch it with us.
I haven't watched Castlevania?
No.
Oh,
season
dude,
2, episode 7 has the best cartoon fight of all time.
And their take on Dracula is the best it's ever been in any media. Their Dracula is the best.
He's the best Dracula.
Yes.
I wish they would have got Gary Oldman to voice him.
I think I watched...
Not that the dude who does his voice is bad.
I think I watched the first episode of the first season, and I was kind of taken aback because I didn't really quite know that it was going to be as... Not that I'm offended by vulgarity, but it was like...
Yeah, they say fuck, and
yeah, I was
there's a
like,
lot of blood, and...
A lot of blood. But you're talking about vampires and vampire hunters and Belmonts and fucking creatures of the night.
And it loosely follows Castlevania 3 because it's Trevor and Sypha and Alucard. There's no Grant.
But where's my motherfucking dread pirate Grant?
Grant was my boy.
Yeah, climbing on walls, ceilings, and shit.
Or in that third one? Yeah! Oh, God, so much of the game was
God, that game was hard, though. And Sypha was balls.
I'll have to watch him.
It's fun.
I'll start watching and I'll report.
I watched most of season 2 today.
Really?
Because they're half hour episodes, you know, 23-24 minutes.
Had you not watched it?
Season 3 is what I haven't seen. But
you were just doing a rewatch?
I was rewatching it. Because
Dracula's human servants are badass too.
Yeah, they are. Those, what are they? Like Soul Forgers or something?
Yeah, Soul Forgers. They're the one that make the evil demon guys.
I was only half paying attention. I was just waiting for that fight in season 2, episode 7.
Have any of you guys watched, Hunters yet?
No.
No.
I want to finish Boardwalk Empire, and I just finished Jessica Jones this morning.
Ugh.
So I've seen all of that. I've seen all of the Marvel Netflix stuff now.
Kristen Ritter, you let your father down.
So do you watch...
You have forgotten the face of your father.
Is she John Ritter's kid?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Kristen Ritter?
No, she's not.
Not really?
No, I don't think so.
I thought she
was.
No, he's got Jason Ritter.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think so.
I'm a dumbass.
I don't think they're...
I didn't think she looked like him. I just thought she was his daughter.
No, I think they're...
You just assumed because there's so many other families that are floating through Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, Gary Ritter.
Oh.
Is her dad.
Well, thank God.
Good old Gary.
He probably lives in a trailer park.
Brother?
Where she belongs. Because you're trash.
I don't like how like certain people that are nobody like Gary Ritter are linkable. Like he's
do
not
they link
anybody.
To a not picture.
It just clicks to him. And it's like Kristen Ritter parents, and that's
Jesus Christ. Wow. Somebody with too much time on their hands.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna make a Wikipedia link to her parents who don't exist.
They aren't even really
Gary online. Ritter. He's the father of Kristen Ritter. What else?
No wonder she's trash.
I don't. Like wildly dislike her. I just
I don't
didn't
like her at all.
I didn't like that all of the rest of those characters at least put a little effort into the physical portion of their roles. I mean,
and if you're the star,
learned kung fu,
and he's still a shit actor.
I don't know if that was him or the writing. On the second time I watched season one, I think the Danny Rand character is is supposed to be kind of a fish out of water, and he thinks that being the Immortal Iron Fist is this hugely important thing, and he was like a celebrity, basically.
The secret city of Kunlun.
But then he comes to New York, and he's like, I'm Danny Rand, I'm the Iron Fist. And everybody's like, you mean the kid that died in the plane crash 15 years ago? Like,
fuck you, Danny Rand, go get another plane.
And Rand is not a wild last name either. There could be tons of those. There's an Ayn Rand out there somewhere. And so he thinks that he should be this big important thing to everybody, and nobody gives a shit. And so he's kind of...
Because he lived in a secret lost city.
He's got that one note the whole time.
That's an ancient thing.
And the second season wasn't bad. And it ended really cool.
I didn't even start to watch it because I couldn't get through the first season.
See, I saw like Kristen Ritter as like a distended belly version of Zooey Deschanel.
I could see that.
Yeah. She's not like...
I loved her in Breaking Bad, especially when she was choking to death on her own vomit.
And Walt let her die.
Like a champ.
Have you guys been keeping up with Better Call Saul?
No, I haven't watched the new season of that yet either.
Only three seasons, I think.
We've watched the first two episodes of this new season. I think it's five.
The one that just came out on Netflix?
No.
The new season.
The new season.
Yeah, I still got to watch the one that just came out on Netflix.
I almost am at the point where I feel like I need to wait for them all to come to Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Anymore, I want to be able to watch it at my speed. I'm not going to wait on your weekly timetable.
Yeah. I want to watch three or four episodes at a time.
Networks.
And get invested and watch the story and get drawn into it. And then I can walk away from that world for a little while and go back.
Right. Well, and you seem like you're kind of like, I want to get through this first before I move on to something else. So you like stay in one
kind of
dimension for a little while before you jump around or jump to something else.
Well, and sometimes it just has to do with time of day.
Right.
Like if I'm upstairs, whatever, I can get on the TV. And usually during the day is when I watch Netflix because I've got the single screen one and the girls are always watching something retarded. So.
Oh, careful now, the R word.
I'll go downstairs and play video games, or if I'm in bed, I'll watch something on Amazon because I'm trying to get through Boardwalk Empire again. Because I never watched the last season of that.
It's
what a great show.
Fantastic.
I love that show, and I've only watched, I think, partway through the second season.
The best.
But I have to, like, it's one of those ones where I'm like, I need the time to sit down and, like,
Steve
get to it.
Steve Buscemi as the leading man? In what fucking universe do we live where bug-eyed Steve Buscemi is the leading man and you actually believe it?
Yeah. He's so good.
And Charlie Cox is in it, the guy that plays Daredevil. Wicked awesome. He is fucking lights out. And the gal that plays the love interest is the girl from Trainspotting.
Oh.
The one that Ewan McGregor bangs and finds out she's in school. and she's a wonderful actress.
The Irish girl that Nucky marries?
Yeah.
She was in Trainspotting?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's the it might be high school girl that Ewan McGregor
bangs. I need to watch Trainspotting again.
Fuck yeah, you do.
I'm so glad they got Ewan McGregor to be in the Obi-Wan series. That's going to be awesome.
Well, that's not coming out till next year, though, right?
It's all right, as long as it comes out. And the gal that directed the two best episodes of The Mandalorian has the whole series.
Yeah, I think Disney Plus needs to, rework their...
At the $7 price point, they don't need to do a fucking thing.
No, they it's perfect.
That's true, that's true.
And
it... It's
the same,
and they still
Netflix.
have their movie content that rolls out regularly. Yeah. So like the Lion King just came.
Yeah, probably won't watch that. I'm excited for Mulan. Mulan has one of the best trailers I've seen in years.
Are you excited for it?
Fuck
I never watched. Did you ever watch the cartoon of it?
Hundreds of times.
Really?
Not on purpose, but my cousin was two when I lived out with my aunt in Massachusetts, and he would watch it from the time he got up to the time he went to bed, unless Power Rangers was on. And otherwise, that VHS of Mulan was in there. And boy, he would growl out the lines.
There was there was a really small window for me for those Disney movies, and it was like Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King. Those are the ones that I can like.
That was the early 90s.
Right. Yeah. And that was, but then it ended. Then I was done.
Yeah.
Because you weren't a kid anymore.
I didn't follow.
And then
I didn't do Hercules. And I didn't do.
Oh, yeah. Hercules. I was too old for Hercules.
But I've seen it, and it's good. And James Woods is the best Hades like ever.
Yeah.
And Danny DeVito's in it. He plays Phil.
The little demon.
Fantastic. The little pan.
Yeah.
Or satyr.
Danny DeVito can do no wrong. He is fucking great.
I wish they would have done that twin sequel with Eddie Murphy.
It'd have been funny. Any movie that needs a sequel, Twins needs a sequel.
Did you watch My Name is Dolomite?
I finally did. I loved it.
Isn't it good? It's the most American movie ever made.
That's based on our true story, too. I didn't know that until that. Like, I went down.
Oh, did you Google it?
I had to Google it afterwards because I was like, because they were showing the footage at the end.
I thought you knew who Dolomite was.
No, I had no fucking idea. And I was like,
that's really a thing?
This is just Eddie Murphy doing another fucking Eddie Murphy gag roll. But man, it was.
Yeah.
And that show had heart, too.
Yeah. Every bit of it. It's the most American thing ever filmed. Like, this dude, he's like, there's nothing here for me. I'm going to make a thing that's mine.
And he just does it. Yeah. I mean,
if there wasn't so much foulness and nudity and just craziness, I would say show that to every junior high class or every freshman class in high school. This is what it means to be an American.
You can
this
do whatever
is what you
want.
Are. Don't complain. Don't complain that there's nothing for you. Go out and build something for you. Because that whole, they're not inclusive enough. Shut the fuck up.
Well,
build
I think,
something of your own.
I think
Eddie
YouTube
Murphy
has
do
done
it.
That a little bit. First, it's given a lot of people the idea that they can go out on YouTube
and talk into microphones and they can.
It's just you got to strike that chord.
And if nobody likes it, then nobody likes it. I mean, we got 15 people that watch this on a regular basis, I think.
And half of them hate it. And they only watch it. They only watch it to hate because they hate it.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I kind of enjoy.
I don't enjoy the hate at all.
Oh, no. My fragile ego needs to be stroked and I need to be loved.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I already know I'm a trash human being and I'm ugly. And,
and I'm in.
At least I'm not fat.
I'm a fantastic human being. I'm incredibly intelligent and I'm beautiful. And I need people to tell me that.
Yeah.
All the time. I
don't need people for shit. I need people to go away. Right around. Coronavirus. Fuck them all. Fuck them right up the ass. Yeah.
Coronavirus to your face.
I still don't know what to believe. If it's just media blown out of proportion, or if maybe things are really being kept secret. And
are we amping up for it to get worse?
Fucking bonfires of bodies and shit all over the place.
So.
And like people are dying and it's Captain Trips and we just don't know because we live over here in like the western side of Idaho where Oregon and Washington meet and just nothing happens here.
It's just grays that are being taken out though.
Yeah.
Just grays?
Just grays.
They're outside my monkey sphere.
All the deaths in Washington was just like a nursing home.
Yeah, it was
basically.
In a nursing
it just,
home.
Just like swept
and
through
only
the
one
sorry,
person
Grandma.
Was under the age of 80. But I saw a thing today that said no children have been reported dead because of the way the coronavirus is that section of viruses they hit like six or seven of them a day, different mutations because. When you're kids, your immune system's not as strong. And so a lot of the times they're passing around the same weakened virus back and forth and back and forth and back and forth that mutates between kids. And so lots of them,
just
treated
sick.
As another cold.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. My kids are going to live. And that's really all I fucking care about. I can die. I'm okay with that. I've had a good life and I've fucking accomplished at least as much as I've wanted to and or ever thought I was going to.
Yeah.
And... So as long as my kids are cool, I mean, I would like more years with them.
Well, sure.
But if it comes down to it, it comes down to it.
I mean, I'd like to hang around just long enough to get, like, downloaded onto like a floppy drive.
Oh, fuck. I don't want that at all.
Yep. That's my son
four,
and I talk 4. About
4.7 megabytes ought to take care of me just fine.
Yeah.
But shit, what if...
Did you see Transcendence with Johnny Depp?
Yes.
I love that movie.
What if your consciousness... What if you stay conscious? What if it's not just a bad facsimile of yourself? What if you actually stayed conscious and you existed in oblivion until someone turned you on? Oblivion is fucking frightening. If you're conscious while being in oblivion, see, I pray for oblivion every day. I was like, I want the coronavirus and I want to go and then nothing. But what if you do download yourself and it's still got, you're still there?
I have all that blank space to project my thoughts on. Okay.
Ew, that's going to be awful.
I've never seen you scared before. I've known him 40 years and I've never seen
him scared. What about it though? Where's the fear?
Just being.
Somebody downloads you onto a floppy disk.
Okay.
I know we don't use floppy disks, but, and then they just catalog it. And you're not in a system and you're not.
So I'm just
you're
sitting
not out
in
there,
this black.
And you're just sitting in this black, empty space all alone.
Do you think it's blackness or do you think it's whiteness?
I envision blackness
because it's
the absence of everything.
I think it would be like when they load into the Matrix.
Fucking Matrix, and it's all white.
It's all white. And you can't even tell that they're standing on a floor.
It's a blank canvas.
So empty.
And
you're just there by yourself.
That's scarier to me than
that is glass half full.
But does time exist in that framework?
He's betting that it is, and he doesn't want it.
No, I want to be gone.
So you're afraid you're just going to sit there in oblivion?
Yeah,
for millions of years.
And I don't want to. There is no human being who could come out of that mentally stable, being all alone forever.
Could you pick a shutoff date? What if you could pick a shutoff date?
Oh, man.
No, I'm serious.
I mean, like, that's getting way too...
Let's have this conversation.
But okay. think about, even if that's a month...
I just wouldn't do it.
Have you ever been alone in a room, that like basically a blank
room
for a day?
No, you're
going to
Howard Hughes.
Yeah, it's the longest day of your life.
No, I mean, and there's days when like I'm like, if I just wasn't here... Not to like,
well, no
embrace
one would notice.
Suicide.
There
but,
were
like,
no, I really, I have probably out
you
of
have
all
those
of us,
low, you
I,
have those
I
low
may
days.
Have spent the longest stretches all alone in my basement, and I do have the fortitude to keep up with it for some stretch of the time because I am kind of antisocial. But when you're looking at eternity,
right?
And if you had a cutoff date, where do you put a cutoff date?
Right. Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because
like,
how do you know
if you
what
could
your
have a cutoff date?
Is.
Well, then you get to your cutoff date and you're like, whoa, wait a second.
Well,
wait,
now we're getting
wait,
Vanilla
no,
Sky.
No, new season of whatever's
coming. Tech support!
I love that movie.
Dude, Vanilla Sky hits me in the feels every fucking time.
There's so much good about
it. So many
that
people
movie.
Trash on that movie, and
really?
I have no idea why. It might be my favorite.
Is it Ben Mendelsohn tech support?
Is that
no.
Is that streaming somewhere?
I haven't seen it. No, it's not Ben Mendelsohn. It's the guy who is with the Bear and the Maiden Fair. He is in Game of Thrones.
He plays Locke. Yeah.
Yeah, Locke.
Yeah, the invented character that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Because
he took
God.
The place of the Bloody Mummers and all that stuff.
That thing that when Hodor twists his head around, that was some shit. I don't normally get like too... Hold off
it's like, wow,
stuff,
that looks like a real
I was like,
neck
Jesus,
got
that
twisted.
Looked like he really turned his head.
I haven't watched that movie in forever. I need a...
Vanilla Sky? Oh, my God. That hits all the feels. And then it gets all fucking crazy at the end where he can't figure shit out because he thinks... Or they're trying to tell him he killed... not Salma Hayek.
Penelope Cruz?
Yeah, Penelope.
And he thought he killed Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. And, dude, I would kill Cameron Diaz to be with Penelope Cruz. Yeah, sorry, Cameron. I'm not into skinny blondes.
I'd kill her to be by myself.
You know.
Yeah, I'd do that too.
In The Mask, when she still had a little weight to her, she was one of the most beautiful.
She
women.
Had fantastic curves, and then she was all, "I gotta get
I
all
need
skinny,
to get scrawny."
She was okay in Something About Mary, but you couldn't. I couldn't.
but her ribs were starting
yeah,
to
show. Yeah, you couldn't tell that she was the same person from The Mask.
Right.
From Something About Mary to The Mask. It was only like 3 years.
Yeah, she was fucking curvy.
Yeah. Just perfect.
What happened?
Hollywood.
And then, oh, she played such a bitch in Any Given Sunday.
Mm. Yeah.
That was a good turn for that. She was a good bitch.
Another
Any Given
of her
Sunday
and Tom
is
Cruise.
A fantastic
night
movie.
Night day.
Though.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I'm Willie Beeman.
That was pretty good.
God, Jamie Foxx is great.
That movie, yeah. I bet you would hold up a lot.
It does.
He's talented.
I watched it
so many different fields.
What a fucking stellar cast, though.
Yeah.
Al Pacino. Yeah. Man, I'm like on an Al Pacino kick lately because we watched Hunters and.
Is it good?
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's.
I read a couple of poor reviews, like it didn't hold up to some other content that's out there.
It is what it is. But it's good. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought it was one of those ones that they built this story, and it was just kind of like, I don't want to give anything away, so I'm trying not to give too much information.
Dude, killing Nazis is cool. Everybody thinks killing Nazis is cool.
Except Hitler.
God, you'll enjoy that. You'll enjoy the hell out of it.
I've got Amazon. I can watch that.
It's well worth the watch, and you'll go and keep watching. Once you get going, I think we watched it over a few days, and then like my wife went down like a Nazi movie rabbit hole for a while afterward. Not me. I don't need to.
That's
like
tough.
I can do one Nazi series, and I'm good for a while.
I only need so many Nazis.
I watched Schindler's List again. Geez, it's been a couple of years now. I don't know if it's as good as everybody says it is. I don't.
Isn't it just that girl running around going, die, Jews? Die.
Oh, no, goodbye,
or goodbye, Jews.
As they're getting on the train. No.
Didn't you used to yell that when you killed us? Fucking Super Smash Brothers melee.
Well, it was... that was the Halo days, and there was a lot of racial slurring going on in those days.
I know, it's just not acceptable anymore.
Not proud of it.
Probably good.
We were young men.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
We were young men in Idaho.
I can remember when we were young children, our grandma called us yard apes. So when we got to college...
Oh, did you say that?
Man, fucking yard ape. That... is a great fucking term for somebody. So I called somebody yard ape, and then years down the road, they brought it up. And in the interim, I had found out that that was actually a racial slur.
Taking
like,
it back.
Dude, I feel bad about calling you that.
Well,
because at least they
I kind of learned the same thing about porch monkey.
Yeah, yard ape, porch monkey. It's all the same thing.
Like, I had no idea as a kid.
No.
It just came up in conversation, and I was just like, oh, okay.
But with your racist grandparents. Right?
Or knocking on doors.
Yeah. And running.
Yeah. That was, I mean,
oh, yeah.
And that was
yeah,
just
I
completely.
And he's not talking about Ding Dong Ditch.
So, oh, that brings up another thing. I was over at my wife's grandma's the other day, and in there, we were like getting some shit out of the garage or out of their shop and cleaning up and stuff, and there's this up on the shelf.
I'm going to say what it is before you say it.
Okay.
It's like a little statue of a coal black guy with watermelon.
It's along those lines.
It's pretty close.
It's a little black Sambo guy, and that was what she called him.
Yeah.
Okay. And so to her, that's an antique. I'm like, no, that's a racist artifact. But I mean.
I don't know.
Yeah,
destroying it would deny that it ever happened.
Well, right. No, and that was the thing. It's like I'm looking up at it. I'm like, it should be destroyed, but I'm not going to be the one to destroy it.
It shouldn't be.
Because, well,
I'm not down for destroying history.
No. Okay.
But,
and that's my biggest problem with ISIS is they destroyed so much history.
They did. Oh, my God.
And you know what's the worst thing about that? That's their own history.
I know.
They're just torching it, blowing it up. It's like, motherfuckers, you were born in the Fertile Crescent, where basically humanity finally stopped being animals and started becoming a civilized place. And you're going to just blow it up? You should be ashamed of yourselves.
On that,
your mom should have swallowed.
On that Sambo line, at least until 96, there was a place called Sambo's in Lincoln City, Oregon. And it had the little dude from your statue on the sign.
Oh, we had neighbors in my little small Montana town that had like the ones with the fishing poles sitting out, and it, like really like pristine looking.
They were like
when I worked
gnomes.
At the cable company, I was out in the Cougar Ridge area, and somebody had on their porch outside their door the little black guy with, and it's coal black with red lips and a slice of watermelon. Like, dude, that why is that on your porch? That is wickedly offensive.
You're gonna the wrong person's gonna drive by.
So my thought is, it shouldn't be destroyed, but we should like let's not put it out on the.
Let's put them all in the Smithsonian or something. Yeah. So be like, hey, this is our display
this
on.
This was
Remember how we were? Weren't we terrible folks?
The craziest thing is people who compare that with eating meat and the way we treat our animals. They're saying in 100 years we're going to think we're all fucking barbarians. Yes, we will, because everybody thinks that the people that came before them were barbarians because they have moved along intellectually, technologically. It's just the way it is. People
go
are
out
fucking
on a limb
people,
and say that we will never, as long as we're the dominant species, we will never fully quit eating meat. It's not going
to
happen.
They're going to find a way to print meat.
Yeah,
they have found a way to print meat. They are doing it.
And crickets are supposed to be huge now, like as a source of protein, and
because of the amount of protein it's not even acre. You could do it per inch.
Yeah,
I read that a few years ago.
Is that how they're doing it? Is using?
How much energy it takes. Oh, if you look at it all from an energy perspective. How much energy and space it takes to raise crickets for their protein value, it stomps all of your meat.
Everything.
It's like far and away.
Yeah. As long as something dies for me to continue, I will be okay with it.
And
whether it's a cricket or a cow.
I don't want to eat raw crickets, but if you grind it up and put it in something.
Make me a cricket burger.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. As long as I can continue to exist.
There's a really interesting cooking show. It's one of those cooking competition shows on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called. But the very first episode, somebody makes tacos out of crickets for... Who is that really?
Gordon Ramsay?
No. No, they don't have anybody that. No, he was a boxer. They'll take three people from a country... Whatever the first episode is Mexico.
Manny Pacquiao.
Is it called The Final Table?
Yeah. And then everybody makes something, and then the three worst have to make something else. They have to make a second dish, and only one of them gets eliminated, I guess. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it, but he makes tacos out of crickets, and I don't know.
I just think you need a bunch of spices and things like that because it doesn't have the fat and the... The chewiness? I can only imagine that...
There's a lot of missing mouthfeel?
Yeah, you've just got crunchy and gooey is when I think.
Because they're using the whole cricket, yeah.
Well, maybe, or I don't know. Do they peel the legs off first?
No, nope.
Fuck.
They most of them are being made into like protein bars and sold that way because they're just ground up and mixed with chocolate.
So running through a process.
But if they were a little crunchy, is it like Rice Krispie crunchy? I'm down.
Depends on how you cook them.
There's things I eat today that I wouldn't have ate 5 years ago.
I still won't eat kale.
Not crickets, but...
Kale can be cooked if it has a lot of butter. Animal fat. Bam!
Yep.
But yeah, I'll eat your kale if it's...
I'll never stop eating cheese.
Something.
I don't care what the doctors say.
But you don't have to mutilate or be mean to an animal... to get milk.
You can humanely slaughter it to eat it, too.
But the point we're at now is there's no humanity in it. Think about the life of a male chick. Do you know how male chicks go? They don't like them. So when they separate them out, and then they're just ground up and turn into chicken nuggets.
That's why they're so delicious.
No, really, they just...
We...
Google something like how many millions of male chicks are killed a day.
When we used to go through the dining facility at Fort Huachuca, I would eat with these two awesome people every day at lunch. And probably every 2 weeks they would serve veal. And and he's like, God, I love veal. And I was like, yeah, it's because you can taste the suffering. And he looks at the lady, he's like, two portions of the suffering, please. And she just looks at him cockeyed. I was like, he means veal.
It's just because it's young meat. It hasn't had a chance to get out there and stretch, and it doesn't necessarily have to suffer.
No, but
I would be eating hopes and dreams, because that's what happens when you eat children.
Yeah.
Because children are hopes and dreams.
Yeah, they're pure potential.
And you ended it for a meal. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Is it a happy meal?
For you, them.
If you do it right, you take them to Disneyland first.
Did we find anything about male chicks being exterminated?
Keep talking, I'm looking.
Okay. Because, seriously, they can't lay eggs, and they don't grow big breasts. So, you just grind them up as soon as they come out. They might not even eat them. They might just be killed wholesale.
Every couple of weeks, we'll go by Albertsons, and Alex will get chicken strips, and I'll get some fried chicken legs.
Oh, I love fried chicken.
Do you know how many chicken legs is the minimum I will get?
Five.
Three. Do you know
chicken
why?
Chicken and a half.
So at least two chickens had to die for me to eat. Could have been three chickens, but definitely two chickens had to die because they've only got two legs.
Well, I'll just read what Wikipedia says here, which is interesting, and it reads well. And then I'll give you just a quick statistic of my own.
Okay.
Chick culling.
Chick culling is the process of separating and disposing of unwanted male embryos or chicks for which the intensive animal farming industry has no use. It occurs in all industrialized egg production, whether free range, organic, or battery cage. Because male chickens do not lay eggs, in case you didn't know, and only those on breeding programs are required to fertilize eggs, they are considered redundant to the egg-laying industries. Imagine feeling like being just
and
redundant.
And they're mulched.
Yeah.
And are usually
killed shortly after being sexed.
We are a short way from that being the human race. Women could get rid of us.
Oh, yeah.
They could.
We're redundant.
We are redundant.
I'm not.
Because not enough of them love the D.
As it's been... yeah.
I interrupted you.
Well, no.
6 billion per year.
You found it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Billion farms, with a B.
Factory farms keep almost all chickens worldwide, and every year they raise and kill over 40 billion broilers, keep over 6 billion egg-laying hens killed after a year who lay over a trillion eggs, kill over 6 billion male chicks soon after hatching in the egg-laying industry. In total, people kill over 50 billion chickens annually.
That is a sad fucking thing.
So, just a little over 3 years ago, my wife brought home five chicks.
Bad idea.
Because we were going to... we got chickens in the backyard.
I know you do.
And we were going to have chickens for eggs. Of the five, four ended up being roosters.
Woof.
And the person that sexed them, I'm not real happy with, because they thought that we had all hens.
Yeah.
So
did you trade them in, or did you murder them?
Because I don't have the capacity to just like...
It's really hard. And if you did it, it would haunt you for the rest of your life.
So I know people, there's plenty of people that are man's men that can do that. Well, you should just eat it. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I'll kick it if it's coming at me. I don't have a problem with that.
I thought you were going to say man's men and just kill it.
But.
Because seriously, 6 billion? That was even more than I said. Yeah. 6 billion is more than a million a day.
That's crazy.
And I said like a million a day.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. And it was sorely lacking.
You were about a third of the way there.
Yeah.
We gave two of them away. Like a kid doing like 4-H.
You know what they did with those, right?
No, he's doing like 4-H shit with them.
Yeah, they're
probably gone.
Do 4-H shit and then they kill them.
Yeah. Well.
Chickens?
Chicken fucker?
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's Vermont.
And we kept two but I think we're legally only supposed to have one, and we're technically not supposed to have any.
Not that crow.
Unless, if anybody ever came, we've had them for 3 years. No one's ever said anything.
So they must not crow too much.
No, they do a lot.
Well, you must have good neighbors.
I would have lost
my mind. No, I have shitty neighbors. But
I would have lost my mind.
There's stuff in the city ordinance that you can have them that crow in certain areas where there's animal rights that exist still.
Well, it's the orchards. There are a bunch of animal rights areas.
Right, and so, and we're still in one, but also if I just say my kids are in 4-H, then
they'll go away.
Lockdown.
Yeah.
Nice. But,
so you're teaching your children to lie.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm like, come here.
There's not enough lies in America.
Do you have 4-H shirts and stuff just to prove
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. The cops are here again about the chickens. Put on your 4-H shirt.
Put on that FFA jacket.
Well. Oh,
God, I don't like birds in general. They're filthy.
I have this one relay I have to walk during the day. And for the longest time, I get just past the beginning and somebody starts whistling at me. And seriously, I think there's somebody outside. I'm looking around. That happens a lot. And then I find out that there is they've got this parrot. I think it's a gray parrot, so it's like one of the smart ones. And I can hear it whistle at me even when the windows are closed, but it doesn't do it when I'm at the house. It waits till I walk away, and it can see me outside. And it whistles like
what kind
a
of whistle?
Person. I can't repeat it because I can't think of it right now.
Does it do that standard, keep...
No, it's not either of those. It's somewhere in between. But it waits till I'm going around, and then I'm thinking there's somebody fucking whistling.
That clearly
and
sounds
they're
like
whistling
a human whistle.
At me because I'm the only body walking around in the area. So eventually I'm going to meet that bird, and I'm going to choke the shit out of him.
I'm going to meet and eat that bird.
Well, he probably won't be tasty because those parrots just... Ugh.
I don't know why anybody keeps birds in their house.
Oh, no, down the road when I'm all curmudgeonly, I'm going to get me a gray parrot, and he's going to say all kinds of great stuff.
he's going to sit on my shoulder.
My dad's brother got a bird.
Your uncle?
My uncle got a parrot recently, and it was... it changed his life. He loves it.
Really?
Yeah. Feeds it beer.
They live a long time, and they're super intelligent. It is like having your own little friend.
Yeah.
It's not like having a dog. Dogs are just blind loyal, which is fantastic if you need to feel good about yourself. But if you're comfortable, you can get a turtle or a bird or something that lives forever.
I wouldn't get a turtle
I wouldn't get a turtle at this point because it outlived me, and I feel bad for him in the...
Whoever gets him.
Chewy dog loves me so much to the point where it bothers me. I'm like, you just need to give me some space. Stop edging me with your nose. Stop trying to climb in my lap. You weigh almost 70 pounds.
But God, that dejected look in their eyes when you're like, go lay down.
Go lay down. Go lay down. That's my command voice for the
dog.
And
especially
when
I'm telling the boy dog to go lay down when I let the girl dog just lick my face
with
her corpse
breath.
Shove
her tongue up your nose.
Oh, fuck. My female dog has seriously fucking corpse breath.
It's terrible. And her little tongue fits
I'm
right
giving her,
up your nostril.
Yeah. I'm giving her probiotics and all kinds of stuff. I'm trying to curtail this fucking stench.
How old is she?
She's 3 now. She might be 3 now.
He lives pretty close to a graveyard. I think she goes over there.
I don't know.
She sneaks out the window and goes over there and eats corpses.
Awful.
God, she hit her head hard on the table.
She does
she
it so
often.
She
jumped up into my lap.
She's like, I'm
and she's
miss-
like, doom, right into the table and then just into my leg. I was like, oh, sweetie.
She'll only ascend heights from certain directions from the living room, kitchen, table area.
Yeah.
It's always from under the table onto the lap. It's never from the side. Always from under the table. And she's got good trajectory. Most of the time.
Sometimes she gets
sometimes
Jordan
she gets too high and too. Not far and hits her head.
Ah, damn.
CTE.
Yeah. And then she smothered the other dog.
Did she?
No. Oh. But, you know, that's what that CTE does end up doing.
Yeah. She'll murder the doctor.
I killed my family, or I...
Trixie Benoit.
Yeah.
Ouch. Sorry. I know. That's going to get me some heat.
This has been the Time Spent Poorly program with your fantastic host, Eduardo, constant guest, Huds, and me, the beard. Like us on Facebook, go on to Instagram, the Twitter thing. It's tspn.fun. I'm sure we have a few fans. There's that one guy that does the thing from the garage. Fuck you, dude. We don't even care about you. So much that I don't even know what your name is. But smoke another bowl for me.
All right. Yeah, all those things. TSPN.fun is the website. You can go and watch all these videos on YouTube. We've got lots of stuff out there. A beer with Eduardo. Those are stupid, but they're fun. So
yeah, because Eduardo's fucking fun, bitches.
That's right.
He puts the fun in TSPN.fun.
Yeah, it's no fun unless you're spending your time poorly.
Poorly!
You come for the beer, stay for the gimmicks. All right, thanks again for joining us. We'll catch you next week. Later!